Why don't Jews believe in Jesus? Isn't he the promised Messiah as foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament? He most certainly is. Problem is, Jews have replaced the Old Testament as its central religious document with the Talmud instead. The Talmud is essentially reactionary, a rabbinic codification of rules and regulations, serving to refute the messiahship of Jesus Christ. Yet a brief overview of the Old Testament clearly proves that Jesus Christ is indeed the Jewish Messiah. The role of the Messiah was to conquer death and undo the evil that Satan wrought in the Garden of Eden. The Messiah was predicted to come during the final days of King David's dynasty, which ended during the rule of Herod at the time of Christ's holy birth. The Messiah would be a prophet like unto Moses, whose new covenant, superseding the old, would require mandatory obedience by all Jews. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of a virgin, and his name would be called God with us, Emmanuel, indicating his incarnation. The Messiah would come before the destruction of the Second Temple, which occurred in 70 AD. And the Messiah would bear the sins of the world and resurrect on the third day, creating a whole new race of humanity, the Israel of God, the Church, made up of Jews and Gentiles called by a new name, Christians. But these proofs are not the only reason why Jews should believe in Jesus. You see, there are three curses on Jewry that each and every Jew must deal with: the curse of the fig tree, the curse of desolation, and the curse of deicide. When Jesus Christ saw no fruit on a fig tree, a symbol of the Jewish people, he cursed it, saying, "From henceforth may no fruit be born on you forever." And sure enough, the next day, the fig tree was completely withered. When Christ was about to be delivered up by Jewry to be crucified, he pronounced a curse upon Jerusalem: "From henceforth your house is left unto you desolate." And when Christ stood before Pontius Pilate, who wished to let him go, the Jews cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! His blood be upon us and upon our children." And so it has come to pass. Every single Jew, by virtue of corporate guilt, has the curse of deicide upon him. Sarah Silverman, Jewish comedian so-called, would like to double that curse upon her already accursed head.
You know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I don't care. Good. I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd fucking do it again in a second.
Bottom line, there is no enduring fruit to be garnered from Jewry. Yet our once Christian nation is now ruled by Jews. But only desolation is left in the wake of Jewish rule, as evidenced by thousands of Gentiles who have lost their lives fighting wars with the Jews abroad. And the deicidal curse has spread to countless Gentiles through the Jewish-owned media that ridicules belief in Jesus Christ. As a former Jew, now an Orthodox Christian, I call upon all Jews to repent, nullifying the curses, and embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I did. Why don't they?